commercial at the bottom of the hour. Was that what you guys are doing, or was that a request by the host?
Everybody, welcome to the Inside Hour. This is Sherry Kane, and very soon we're going to welcome Dr. Leonard Horowitz. We come to you every night here at bbsradio.com, bringing you the latest and greatest news on the planet. And also, we want to thank our sponsors today. That's healthyworldstore.com, healthyworldaffiliates.com. If you haven't signed up to be a partner yet, do so at healthyworldaffiliates.com. And our site, 528records.com or i528tunes.com. And we want to thank Oxy Silver, which helps you stay healthy during this cold weather season. So don't get vaccinated. Get your Oxy Silver. Tonight, we're going to interview Dr. Leonard Horowitz, who's also a host on this show, on his brand new book. It's called The Book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love. And I'm going to ask Dr. Horowitz questions about this book so you all know what's happening. It's the latest book. He's going to be speaking at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles coming up on the 12th at 2 p.m. And he's also going to, both of us are going to be doing a screening of Pharma Whores at 8 p.m. that evening. So don't miss it. That's LAX Hilton in Los Angeles on February 12th. So thank you so much for being here, as usual, every week, Dr. Horowitz.
Hey there, Sherry Kane. How are you tonight?
I'm great. And I'm so excited to tell everybody about this new book that you have, this book that's going to change the planet. In case you haven't gone to our website, love528.com, check that out and go to i528tunes.com, where you can transpose your music into the powerful healing music of love in the 528 frequency. So this book is going to also be based partly on that, also on other things. And I want to ask Dr. Horowitz, tell us, what made you write this book? And how is this book going to be monumental in changing the way we all think and also in healing the planet?
Gee whiz, three questions that are really, the first one's fairly easy to answer. The second one will probably take the better part of the hour. The question is, how do I get involved in writing the book of 528? Well, a lot of people know it goes back to 1998 when Dr. Joseph Pelayo had a visitation from Jesus, and he was not sure. It would seem like a dream, but when he opened his eyes during the sleep, the image of Jesus didn't disappear. So he opened and closed his eyes, and the vision was there. And ultimately, the vision led him to discover in the Bible a series of codes in the book of Numbers, chapter 7, verses 12 through 83, that deal with a repeating series of what he had been praying for. He was praying for the original solfeggio music, the original six tones to which the hymn to St. John the Baptist, the most spiritually uplifting hymn of all the ages, was sung to. So he was a very, very religious, or I would say really more spiritual Catholic. And Jesus came to him, gave him that information. Then he actually prayed to Jesus to bring me into his life. And through a series of amazing synchronicities, I ended up knocking on his front door for an Italian meal. He was an exquisite Italian food gourmet chef, and he had always invited his friends over for dinner. I showed up that night after he was praying for me, and I was actually praying for what would create the world to recover from the Illuminati's malicious mischief and genocide and population reduction through pollution and intoxication. And I was praying for that solution. And he was praying to meet me to give me this information to output. And it was the original solfeggio musical scale, of which the frequency of sound, 528, which, as you'll read in the new book, the Book of 528, is the key, most certainly, is the key to the House of David, the prophesied note that would be sung and be part of a beginning times concert for the 144,000 that the Book of Revelation talks about. And specifically, the key is also part of the Old Testament. It's in Isaiah 22:22. And in the Book of 528, you're going to receive the latest information that I've been blessed to receive, extraordinary revelations, including the Hebrew alphanumerics or the gematria and the Greek gematria that also herald, in a completely independent investigation. There's a Robert McGough who has done a great job of looking at the Bible's coding, and he has a Bible wheel that he's discovered, and his revelations are precisely the same as what mine have been, and other friends and people like Dr. Paleo who've come into my life and shared this information. And so in the new book, you'll see that I've gone from, well, we think we have the key to the House of David, to now we're decreeing it is virtually a proven fact that what 528 is that prophesied key that shall open doors that no man can close and close doors that no man shall open. And these are spiritual portals to the heart of love, which is the heart of the Creator. Everything is created out of love. It's the heart of what Jesus and his ministry was all about. It was how to love and how to connect powerfully to that center of creativity and beneficence, this joy that emanates from it, the love that is in faith and faith of love, and faith in love, and even love of faith, because the powerful faith is really what also opens the door to having a relationship with the Creator that would allow us to utilize the entire universe's energy for our own creativity and our own capacity to heal ourselves and our planet. So in essence, what got me started in writing the Book of 528 back in 98 was this initial exposure to the original musical scale. The third note is the miracle note of the original solfeggio. And more recently, it has been a lot of people that have realized, as we've been promoting 528 now, I've been promoting it heavily since the year 2000, and that there have been people who picked it up and they've done things with it, and it is growing. It's been a revolution in musicology to look at what Horowitz has written. I'm blessed to be all over the internet. There's articles, there's thousands and thousands of articles. There's dozens and dozens of YouTube publications now and audio programs. People all over the world are talking about 528. And I thought to myself, gee whiz, people are even purchasing the .coms, the 528.coms, and they're putting out products, and some of them are good, some of them are questionable. But the thought was, I better do a book on 528 because somebody needs to do it, and it probably should be me, and it probably should be as complete as possible. And so I began to research, and I'm just blown out by the revelations. They're unbelievable.
Well, I've started reading part of your book, and a lot of it ties in some of your work in journalism and some of what people might call the bad news regarding the bad guys, especially the Rockefellers, and how the Rockefellers, the worst thing that they have done is impose this 440 tuning into the music, and you actually talk about how people can retune their instruments to 444, which is actually C528. And so you explain that how that's part of healing the planet would be the way you retune your instruments, the way the music is heard. And that's why 528 Records or i528tunes.com is a way for music to be transposed into the 528 frequency, no matter what frequency it was originally recorded in.
Yeah, sure. The first comment is, yep, the book doesn't block the bad news. You know, I'm well known. People know me as having developed a very unique niche in the whole realm of where we are right now and evolving our planet. You know, there's good news and there's bad news, and there's very few people that focus on both. And that's been my ministry for many years is, you know, we've been saying on the Insight Hour that we present the best of the best news and the worst of the worst news. And we've been saying that for years. And, you know, I'm really finally getting to realize the truth of what I've even preached. The depth of the truth is that until you come to terms with the depths of the darkness, you can't be fully enlightened. You've got to be able to walk in that valley of the shadow of death, fearing no evil. You've got to be able to have such powerful light inside your own heart, radiating love, radiating joy, radiating faith, and bravery. You know, the concept of brave heart. And again, 528 is the heart of the solfeggio. It's the heart of everything. It's really fundamental to the circle and the square and all of sacred geometry. It's the reason we have a 5,280-foot measured mile is because it's 528. You know, so you've got all of these very important things that talk about the good news of how we're going to get out of this mess with love, but yet we still have our brothers and sisters, people, our extended family all over the planet that are ignorant. And that, you know, I think we've got to be able to say, okay, enough is enough. And actually what the book 528 is doing, I am doing in the book, is calling the Illuminati to step down. I'm literally calling on the Illuminati. I know I'm just one voice, but the fact is, you know, an idea whose time has come has a certain power to it. And the prayers are extremely powerful of we the people. And the fact that we're now actually saying it, to step down, to cease and desist, to put an end to war, psychological warfare, media manipulation of the mass minds for warfare, and actually real deadly mass weapons of mass destruction and the deployment of them, to cease and desist in honor of the 528 love revolution, in honor of the revelations that it's anything. It's just grossly stupid to continue living a distortion and a lie. And it's obviously so, because the revelations in the book of 528 are so amazing. They reveal the highest secreted information that the Illuminati has possessed. And, you know, people say, oh, you know, Dr. Horowitz is a Knight of Malta, which is garbage, it's hogwash, you know, and Dr. Horowitz works with the Vatican. Well, gee whiz, I'd love to have an invitation from the Pope. You know, I take carefully the wisdom that Jesus spoke, you keep your friends closer, your enemies closer. You know, well, gee, I don't have an enemy. You know, when you've got the Creator on your side, who can stand against you? You know, there's just nothing can compare. So the reality, though, is that the revelations in the book of 528 are really the most awesome and powerful revelations in thousands of years. And it creates a whole new world, you see, because the Illuminati has become the powerful banksters and global manipulators because of their exclusive knowledge of this secret, sacreded wisdom, the sacred arcana, it's called, that includes the music of creation and how we can simply use our own voices for healing, how we can really begin to step out of this sub-superhuman state that we've bought into, the illusion that we're dumbed down mind control, popping magic pill slaves of the Illuminati that were less than these extremely powerful, superhuman spiritual beings. 80% of your body weight is water. That's part of the triune God. 80% of who we are, we the people, is God. And so the realization and then the mathematical proof of that and the solid evidence that supports the scriptures and Bible. And, you know, I kind of laugh because, and I have to laugh, you know, life is so absurd. I see all these people saying all these, you know, some a lot of good things about me on the internet, but a lot of people say a lot of rotten things about me on the internet. And I really have to laugh at how stupid it all is, because the bottom line is it's only doctrines and dogmas that have kept us in this position of stupidity, of ignorance. And that now that we have these revelations, we're stepping out of that into a more reasonable and responsible position to steward our planet, steward ourselves honorably and righteously, and looking at ourselves humbly for the extremely incredible creation that the Creator created, not just in us, but everything. And how we fit into everything, and the math and the physics and the metaphysics and the theological explanations that are in the book of 528 are just unimaginable. It's just a total celebration, and it compels us to start all over again.
Well, there's no one that has been as amazing as being able to shine the light on the darkness as you, and to really know your vast audience, because you appeal to so many different people. I've witnessed people that were just into your so-called conspiracy realities, and now they're looking at the 528 and say, wow, there's a way out of this, where before they were just pessimistic about the end times, and now they see the light. And then I also see people that have never heard about how bad vaccinations are. And we're going to take a caller in a few seconds. I just want to go through this with Dr. Harris. They weren't aware how bad vaccinations were. It's the first time they ever heard how dangerous they are. And then you are educating them on that. So these are people that are just becoming aware that their medical doctors are untrustworthy, or possibly untrustworthy, because there are some good medical doctors out there that are really actually opening their eyes to the truth. And so, you know, on that level of all these different people, no matter what, you know, where they are, you know, as far as people who believe they're so conscious as not to want to hear the truth, because they already know it, but not realizing that they have friends out there, or they have friends of friends out there, or family members that are dying every day from vaccinations, from medical prescriptions. And they're not aware of that. They don't care about those other people, it seems, and as conscious as they are. So I just think that we can never be too conscious. When we think we are conscious, that's when we need to really think again that we're not. We're all still waking up to the truth every day about, you know, how we can heal the planet, how we can become more educated to get healthier and not deal with, get off the medications. And I mean, we're all stuck on that still. So, and even if it's not us, it's our family members. But we're all brothers and sisters, right? So if we're all brothers and sisters, we're all connected to one source. We have to look out for them and say, hey, some of us out here are dying. You know what? The movie Pharma Wars may not be something that I need to watch personally, because I already know that. But guess what? I have family members that are still being manipulated by what they watch on mainstream television. So you have offered so many different avenues of people to become educated on. They have so many different resources now to go to and get wiser on all this stuff and open their eyes to it. So that's what's great. It's just I think that there couldn't have been a greater person to write a book like this, because you have one of the biggest hearts that I've ever known. And so this book is about love. That's the ultimate, that's going to heal the planet. Anyway, we have a caller on line two right now, and he's talking about transferring music into the 528 hertz. Randy, are you out there?
Aloha.
Aloha. How are you?
I'm doing great. appreciate all the work that both of you guys do. It's really a blessing to have people like you to take a stand and, spread the light.
We couldn't do it without people like you that support us and also get the word out and are doing things like that to help the planet as well. So thank you for everything you're doing.
All right. Well, listen, my question is, I'm a DJ by hobby, and I have an extensive music collection already. And I was just trying to figure out a way where I could personally, change my collection or use a device or whatever to make my music into this frequency, the music that I already have. Is that possible? Or?
Well, actually, you can go to i528tunes.com or 528records.com, and you can upload your music to the site. You would be donating it, and then you would have it available to you.
This is different. I have all my music onto CDs and records and all that. I was just wondering. I noticed you guys have a link to this device. It's a cord tuning device. Is that something that could possibly do that, or...?
Well, this is already pre-recorded music?
Yeah, well, you'd have to have the music in order to use the service that we have that's available now by donation at i528tunes.com. They have to be MP3 files, pretty much. That's the standard.
That doesn't work. There's not a device that I could, purchase to possibly, put this into, the frequency on my own.
I'll tell you something. If you have anyone listening out there, I've already asked a half a dozen people if they would somehow manufacture that kind of a device that you're asking for. I'd love it. The best that we've been able to do, as I said, is be able to currently transpose the digitalized music, and that's doing really well. What you can do is you can upload, and then you can download, and then you can produce a new CD. I was listening tonight to Sting's concert with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, London's Philharmonic, and the orchestra, I went to the concert twice, and I can tell you that it was magnificent, but it was in 440, and I could tell sitting in the audience, and I went back to confirm it. I went back to the soundboard at the end of the concert and talked to the sound engineer to make sure that the orchestra had not been tuned to 444. And sometimes the Boston Symphony does tune up to 444, which is the best you're going to get to to C528 is 444A. And they were playing in 440. And so I transposed that. I purchased it on iTunes when it first came out. And then I uploaded it, and then I downloaded it and produced a CD, and I was listening to it tonight, and it's really, really beautiful. That's the best that we can do at the moment, brother.
Okay, well, I appreciate it because, I'm not really into, doing all this stuff with the computers and on the MP3. I don't even have an MP3 player or anything like that. I'm still kind of stuck in the Stone Age, as you say. But, so I was just kind of curious about that. I've been wanting to ask you for a while if there was a way that it was possible for me to be able to do something like that my own. So,
let me also mention this, that if someone out there listening knows a software engineer or a transposition device manufacturer, please give us a call and let us know if we can collaborate, because we can help promote it, we can put it in the catalogs, and we can help sell it, because it's a huge blessing to output 528, because it's just like when you throw a pebble into a pond and you watch the waves radiate out to the farthest shores. When you put that kind of music into the atmosphere, you're outputting that wave of love, and it's touching everyone. Universally, it goes out. It's touching everyone's hearts, and it's kind of like, as I've said for the last several years, it's like opening the floodgates to the spiritual renaissance, because it's all about love. It's all about energy. It's all about the vortexes that need to open up. The Bible talks about the seals unsealing. And in the book of 528, you're going to see how this is what is this whole scroll, the scroll of the Torah, the scroll of the universe, how it's sealed energetically by frequencies, of which 528 is the most uplifting and restorative energy in the universe. It's virtually God's heart energy. It's the frequency of love that's broadcasting from God's heart into everything. And we have the opportunity, as being awakened and somewhat evolved beings, to restore our own receptors, to be able to open our own hearts. And those of us who have and are celebrating this and now advancing every technology possible to facilitate this transformation and having it occur as rapidly as possible to reduce the casualties of the ignorance and the ongoing wars. This concept of 528 transpositions, however, I have to tell you this, because we're really at the beginning of this whole revolution and evolution, the machines are really not as good as the live performances. And I've been saying for years, without a lot of evidence, that the human voice is the most powerful healing technology in the universe. Now, in the book of 528, you're going to have all of the evidence to prove it. So it's a slam dunk proof that live performances with vocalists singing in 528 and or musicians tuned to A444, which allows for C528 to be played. So it's harmonic. It's A444 is the harmonic scale in which C528 is played. So that's done when optimally in live performance, and it is healing. It is literally miraculously healing, because the 528 hertz frequency of love, you can imagine if you got zapped by the Creator's love directly from the Creator's heart into your body, can you imagine the effect that that would have? That's virtually what we, the people, now have the capacity to do if we're vocalists and musicians, particularly to play in that frequency, celebrate its power in healing and restoring that which is missing or broken. You know, and it's really the fulfillment of the prophecies about in the book of Revelation, about how the end times, you know, there's the key of the house of David that opens these doors, and then it's extremely beneficial because nobody else did it, nobody else could do it. Suddenly it's happened, and gee whiz, man, now we have a whole 1,000 years of world peace that we can already begin to celebrate. And it's just a privilege to advance this knowledge. But for the musicians and the DJs out there, just know at this point, the best is to use your own voice to chant, to sing. You can get a tuning fork online. There are, in fact, the free transposition, the pure tone that I established on love528.com. The musical tuner is there. We've done a lot. We still have a lot more to do, but really the best is to do it live.
That sounds great. Hey, are you guys coming to the New Living Expo in San Francisco this year?
Oh, gee whiz, you know, I haven't been invited, so why don't you get the organizers, give them a call and tell them to bring Horowitz in to talk about this stuff.
Sure, no problem. I met you guys last year. You guys traded me a copy of Pharma Horse for some skincare. I don't know if you guys remember that or not.
What did we trade you for?
Pearl cream.
Nice.
Oh yeah, for skin cream.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed.
Yeah,
that.
Your was it your wife? She like manufactures this cream.
That is correct.
Yeah, we remember you. Yeah. It was great cream. Very nice to see you.
Yeah, I love your Pharma Horse DVD. I appreciate that. Oh, your DVD. I'm sorry, I'm a little tired.
What was your website for your product?
It's Ioana Skincare.
Ioana Skincare. Yeah, it was great stuff. Great stuff.
Oh, really wonderful.
Smelled really great, too.
Oh, great, great. Yeah, there's a lot. There's a high frequency in that, in the products that we make.
Well, that's the beauty of it. See, this is where the revolution and evolution is going to come in. And that's why everyone who's listening to this show tonight, as well as previous shows, Heralding 528, I've said it, we're like Bill Gates was 40 years ago. I mean, 40 years ago isn't that long. I can remember it well, when they just started with Mac and Bill Gates's Microsoft and I just got into computers pretty soon after they started. And now look at what's happened. So you think about that, we are the Bill Gateses right now. We're talking about technology that is the core creative technology of the universe. Everything is a creation. You know, everything in our three-dimensional reality is a creation.
I'm extremely tired right now, but keep up the good work.
Pleasure. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Yeah, so anyway, the opportunity is to just recreate everything, so oils or nutraceuticals, supplements, homeopathics, everything that we're looking at right now could use 528. It's just like, the universal healer is love. And the more love you can output, the better off everybody's going to be. And now that we know the frequency of it, it really helps quite a bit to redirect us.
Right. Now, there is another frequency that people probably should be listening to. And let's talk about that frequency, because you talk about that in your book. So, if you mix that frequency with the 528 frequency, then it comes out as the opposite effect of what 528 is.
Yeah. Well, the frequency that you're talking about is actually the 741 frequency of the original musical scale. It's the F sharp note. When you tune to the Rockefeller Foundations and the Illuminati's, if you will, if you tune to the Illuminati's tuning, which is A440 hertz frequency, they instituted it in 1939. The British Royal Institute was persuaded by Nazi propagandist Joseph Goebbels to institute this A440 Western world standard tuning that is concert tuning. Almost everybody is tuning to it. And the sad reality is that when you tune to it, then facilitates playing F sharp in the frequency of 741, which is the sol note, the do re mi fa so, the solve pollute note, or solve the problem, solve the pollution issue, is that original sol note of the original solfeggio scale. The challenge is that it really, in the abused state that it is in currently, in the hands of the Illuminati that have secreted all of this knowledge and then instituted, demanded that people play 741 A440, its evidence is that it suppresses love. It suppresses the heart. It suppresses everything from the throat chakra down. It stimulates the pineal gland, which is the central processing station for your psychoneuroimmunology, sources from your hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, which is in the forebrain, where the pineal gland sits as the major spiritual gyroscope, if you will. It's what the gland that the animals use to migrate thousands of miles without a road map is called the pineal gland. So it's like a spiritual electromagnetic energy sensor that's right in the middle of the most powerful hormonal system in your body and in your forebrain, and that gets stimulated by A440 hertz standard tuning. And to the extent that it's being overstimulated by the news media that is taking that, what could potentially be used as a good note, but they're adding to it all of this bad news. So we're constantly being inundated with this frequency that has already triggered these pain, fear, stress, neuroses within us. And so this generalized stimulus of the Western world's tuning that features 741 F sharp and the A440 standard scale that is right now sitting on top of our hearts. So, you know, if you really start to think about and really listen to lyrics of what artists have been writing for years and what poets write about, there's something wrong with the deficiency of love in the world. And we all want love. Everybody understands all the, you know, it's the most commonly featured subject in all of the arts is love. So what is it that's sitting on top of love? Why aren't we loving? And we're not loving because we're in fear. And when you talk about fear, now you're talking about ego. When you talk about ego, you're talking about third eye chakra. That is, you're talking about pineal gland. And so the entire imbalance of the human race right now in its sensory motor overstimulation from the mass media, that is what is being played out currently, that is sickening and enslaving us. So to the extent that the Illuminati has gotten away now for millennia in secreting this knowledge, and the Book of 528 for the first time in thousands of years coming out with it for we the people, with proof, absolute solid scientific mathematical hard evidence to go, holy smoke, I can't believe that Horowitz, you know, did this. But that's, you know, I actually credit the sixth angel from the city of Philadelphia in the Book of Revelation and in Isaiah 22:22, because it was written. And I'm from Philadelphia. You're from Philadelphia.
Yes.
You know, you're going to look and read the book and celebrate the revelations of the mathematics and the relationship of 528, because 528 happens to also be fundamental to phi and pi and the circle and the square and all of the, you know, trigonometry that and the geometry that speaks of divinity and intelligent design that's expressed throughout nature is based on love. It's based on 528 frequency mathematics. And what you now, you know, begin to celebrate is this hard evidence to say, oh man, you know, what the Illuminati has secreted has been in front of our face all the time. And now that we know that, it's really time to shift into an alternative culture. The culture, like the American culture that we're engaged in currently, is based on ignorance. And now that we have the knowledge that can set us free, and it's really all about freedom of choice as to exactly your question is, you know, what would make one choose A440 standard tuning instead of A444 that celebrates C528? What would make us do that and keep the wool over the eyes of we the people, keep us dumbed down, is this profit incentive and this population control objective. And that's what the Illuminati has done. Now that we know that and we have all the hard science and evidence to prove it, now it's simply up to us to make the choices consistent with our higher good and with the evolution on the planet to bring back love, to basically restore that which is broken. And that's really what prophecy has been about in the Book of Revelation, singing a new song, and that song has to be sung with love, and that's 528.
And also, I believe that the thing that's keeping everybody from really loving each other is the fact that we don't feel connected as one, and that's why there's wars that are created by the same people we're talking about. The Illuminati's creating these wars, and we're fighting the wars for them, wars that aren't ours, our wars to fight. So therefore, people in the Middle East are hating Americans, and Americans are hating the Middle Easterners, and it's none of us should be hating anybody. We should all be in love, and the reasons why we were told, well, these people are bad or these people are committing these crimes. Well, the same people are behind all of this that are pulling the strings. They'll you know, hire a guy that's Middle Eastern to commit a crime who works for them. And they're all sitting at the same table on the highest level. The most wealthiest elite are sitting at the same table, having dinner at the same table. And none of them are looking at each other and saying, I'm a Christian, you're Jewish, you're from the Middle East, you're American, you're a Republican, you're a Democrat. They don't think like
that. Yeah, actually, I think you would appreciate it most, because you've done so much research in the Church of Set and the Church of Satan and Michael Aquino and those guys and the child trafficking people that we've exposed on this program previously. You know, this is the church that they belong to. Most of the Illuminati, or at least the Illuminati, are using those, that church, the Church of Satan, the Church of Set, Lucifer, Luciferian. That's what is really this good versus evil theme that runs throughout history. You know, it's so interesting. You know, again, the revelations in the book of 528 are fascinating. This is one of those issues that I bring up. And it's the first evidence that we have that evil is natural. There is a natural tendency. There is a natural dissonance to love. That's called 741. And you take all of the nine notes. I actually did this to triple check. I had done it a couple times before. I pulled out my nine tuning forks. And folks, you can do these types of experiments too. You can get the tuning fork set at healthyworldstore.com. There's a toll-free number, 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. The tuning fork sets will have soon the book of 528 available for first an e-book. It'll be available, I pray, within the next week, and you'll have that opportunity to be with the first people to really read the book. When you do, because it's so new, send us your review. We'll use your testimonials to help promote it and get the word out. That'll be special if you are among the first to do that. And we will thank you also for doing that. But I took out the tuning forks today. And again, of the nine, there's nine core creative frequencies of the six original solfeggio notes plus the three others that I came out with in with the book Walk on Water. And when you play those nine in pairs and you match 528 to the other eight notes, they all reasonably harmonize. So love really is a major harmonic within the matrix of creation.
And it overcomes all.
It overcomes all except, and probably it would overcome 741 because it's so extremely powerful. Right. I mean, 741 does not play in very powerfully to the sacred geometry, to the matrix math, to the vortex math. It doesn't play into those systems as powerfully. It is natural. It is of God. It is made by God, and therefore we could have to honor it.
Right. But the circle wouldn't choice. Be perfect without 741.
The circle would not be perfect without evil. And that's what, one of the most interesting things about the book of 528 is that you realize that there's a role being played by it. Just like we right now, we the people have to make a choice about living in hell or bringing peace to earth. That's a choice. And that's the beautiful blessing, greatest blessing that God gave to humanity is this free will that we can choose. And that's the, when we talk about the bind between God and Satan and the bind that God is in, is he gave us, we the people, freedom of choice, free will to choose. And he can't take that away.
Right.
So now we have got to come up, and this is what Jesus's ministry is all about. This was why right now we the people are being uplifted and edified. We're being enlightened, you know, and to this now enlightenment gives us the choice to say, oh man, I didn't know playing 440 does this to me,
right,
to the world. And now that I know that, and so 528 tuning fork goes pretty well. It's either solidly harmonic or mildly harmonic with all of the other seven tones, but the one last one that it's not is there's only one note in the entire perfect circle of sound that does not go well with love, and that is exactly what the Illuminati tunes to and gives us with a 440 hertz frequency.
So we have another caller, Coleman from Boston, with a question about transposing in 528. Hi, Coleman.
Hi.
Welcome to the Inside Hour.
Hi, I got a snow day tomorrow, so I could stay up and listen to this live.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks. How's Boston doing? Beantown.
Oh, we're being inundated, but you know, we'll get over it. You're from around here. You know what it was like.
Yeah, I tried to travel there today, and all the flights were canceled.
Oh, really?
Yes,
yeah, you were coming to Boston area?
Not, I wasn't coming to the Boston area. I was coming to the New York City, Philadelphia area.
Oh, okay,
and,
East Coast, yep.
And all of the flights were canceled out to the East Coast because of the Midwest, a huge storm.
Yeah, it's starting to affect us, too. You know, it's a lot of sleet nights, too. Anyway, regarding the transposing of music to 528, I have a question, a hypothetical. I know, Dr. Lynn, you're familiar with the Beatles, and
right.
I'll give you two examples. Say an uplifting song like Here Comes the Sun or Mother Nature's Son in the regular tuning versus Helter Skelter or something more, you know, Revolution, the John Lennon song, Revolution, you know, kind of dissonant and, you know, heavy on the guitar. If you do that in 528, would you say the transposing into 528 would make the more dissonant music actually beneficial vis-a-vis the naturally, what you would consider more naturally uplifting music?
Yes, it does that. Definitely does that. Yeah, that's. I was listening, as I mentioned earlier, to Sting with the Philharmonic, and there is a quality, a certainly improved quality to the resonant frequency in your heart that you feel throughout your entire system when you transpose music from A440 into A444, which is... again, as I mentioned, C528 is a pitch in the scale of A444. So it's harmonic. And, you know, it'd be great if all of the world's musicians would tune to A444 and by doing so, not just listen to Dr. Len Horowitz. I mean, he's not even a musician. The Llewellyn Lloyd is the fellow who in 1948 protested the standardization of the Rockefeller Foundation's mandate for the Western world standard tuning to 440. And he said that this is stupid, in essence. And he published this in the Royal Society's journal. So this is the top expert in the world commenting on how stupid it was for the Western world to tune to A440, because he said that in our hearts, and I'm basically paraphrasing what he said, in our hearts there's a natural register of love. And when you're a concert musician and you're in your symphony and you start out the symphony all tuned to A440, he wrote, published in this esteemed periodical, that by the time the concert's over, a good majority of the orchestra have retuned now to 444. Automatically, innately, they were compelled by the frequency in their hearts and their souls and their spirits to go to that place of 528 or 444A.
I think it's interesting that Coleman mentions the Beatles, because that was the band that you were speaking of when you talked about how they were used to manipulate the masses with cold control, how they were used to turn on, tune in, and drop out. So and you mentioned talking about turning on to drugs, tuning into the media, being more brainwashed by the media, the message of the cult, and dropping out of the independence that we all can have in our free will. So they become dysfunctional. They stop asking questions.
That was exactly what Coleman mentioned with Helter Skelter. I did some research, and you'll read it in the book of 528. I mean, the book of 528 is pretty comprehensive. You're going to learn things that you just never even considered before and just see how things, you know, come together both the good news and the bad news, you know, you see how it all plays out, and it's being played out right now, no pun intended for music, playing out. But the Helter Skelter that McCartney wrote was based on the idea that there was going to be a degeneration of the quality of music in America, for sure, in the Western world, and the youth, and the taking over of the youth's mind. Now, in the book of 528, you're going to get all of the background about who did it, when they did it, why they did it, how they did it, the whole nine yards. But the McCartney publication of Helter Skelter was fundamentally based on the realization that Babylon was falling. It was the fall of the Roman Empire, that what they were about to do and what they were doing was going to create the collapse of the entire world system. And then if you look at Helter Skelter, and this is another beautiful part of the book of 528, the Charlie Manson's real story. I don't have time tonight to go into it because we're getting towards the end of the hour. Suffice it to say that it was a media blitz.
And it was an experiment.
It was a social experiment in exactly, Sherry, what you're talking about. This turn on, tune in, and drop out, the LSD, the STP, the drug scene being promoted by Timothy Leary from Harvard, who worked with CIA and British MI6 to advance Big Pharma and the Illuminati's agenda to intoxicate and depopulate the youth of America. And ultimately from the youth, you know, you get the children, and then you get the adults. One or two generations later, you got everybody. And that's what the plan was. That's what the music was fundamental to carrying out. The British invasion was just that. It was the literal invasion. Psychological warfare, frequency, acoustic warfare, manipulation of not just the mass mind, but more severely our hearts. They blocked our hearts. And
I know,
so,
your time's limited. By the way, I can't wait for your book. It sounds, it's going to be fascinating. Thank you both so much for what you do. One other thing. When I was a kid, I used to make cassette tape mixes of different songs. I have the ability to turn those cassettes onto CD with something I have at home, and then I can load that into my computer and it becomes an MP3, you know, each track. But these are not my music, you know, in the sense that, you know, I wrote and performed the music. It's from my collection. You know, it might be something for summertime music, you know, sort of a theme going, running through it. Can that be donated to the I-528 and, you know, then, you know, transposed as part of that, or is that
Definitely. That's exactly what we want. We encourage you to do that. And then what you'll do by doing that is not only will you be taking something that was virtually spiritually negative, transforming it into something that's spiritually positive, then when you play it, it's not only going to help you heal. You'll actually enjoy your music, but it'll become healing music as well as just enjoyable listening. And then when you play it, it goes out, the energy goes out into the atmosphere, it affects other people, it affects the broader scene, and then you'll, as you upload it, then it's a form of donating it to the library, and so other people then will be able to download it. And we ask for a donation to keep the service going, and a lot of people have been very, very kind in donating the suggested donations. So it'll help us, it'll help our ministry, it'll help this whole 528 revolution continue. But most importantly, it's going to put out into the universe just loving frequencies that are going to continue to open people's hearts exponentially. The acceleration of the spiritual renaissance that is fundamentally based on frequency and musical mathematics.
A mundane concern, and that is if it's a mixed tape, in this case, transferred to CD, transferred to MP3, then sent over to your service, and it has songs by various artists, do they, you know, I might not even remember the name of the artist sometimes, you know, because it's a collection of songs in the original tape form. Is there any, you know, legal entanglement with that? Or
Yeah, no, there's no legal entanglement for a number of reasons, but the fundamental thing is it's considered fair use, first of all, because we're healing. It's a healing service, and it's by donation, number one. Number two is we have a concern for our brothers and sisters, likewise, who are the artists, and it's their intellectual property and their creative genius expressed. So we have on the site anyone that has that music that somebody, let's say, else has donated, that creator of that music can sign up for free. It'll take about 5 minutes, and they can notify us that they're joining as an artist, and then they receive 60% of any donation. So it's better. It's actually 10% more than the highest standard royalty paid in the industry. You know, at most is 50%, and we're offering 10% above that because it's all part of a 528 love revolution, you know, where we, the people and brothers and sisters, come together in a cooperative, a collaboration to do something that's positive on the planet. And so, yeah, we figured that one out early, and we've come up with a wonderful way to deal with it. You don't have to worry about ripping anyone off. You don't have to worry about getting involved in litigation.
Another question is, have you guys thought of like the audio equivalent of taste tests? Have people sit down, play them a song in the original musical scale, and then, you know, the transposed version to 528. Don't tell them which is which. Get them to, you know, give their impression of which made them feel differently or feel more uplifted. And
yeah, you know,
I think that'd be a good way to spread the word.
We, you know, the thing is that we're really short, I should say short staffed. We need really more partners in helping us get the message out. So if you know anyone, if there's anybody listening out there, we'd love to have some, you know, people make YouTube videos where we have people listening to both the non-transposed version and the transposed version and witnessing that. We're also going to develop our own tests.
We have one. There's right now... if you go online to i528tunes.com, there is a test audio for that precise purpose. It is David Archuleta's Angels, and it's a beautiful, beautiful rendition of Angels that he did. I love David Archuleta, and that you can perceive a difference if you're spiritually sensitive, and most musicians do feel a difference. It's slight, but... The live versus recorded is the most profound. You have routinely miraculous healing in the audiences of musicians who are tuned to and singing in 528. The i528tunes.com website transposes using digital technology, and something is lost in the translation. So personally, I can tell you when I, for example, listened to Scott Huckabee, who recorded live in 528, and I listened to that, or Jonathan Goldman's CD, Holy Harmony, I immediately get a sense of peace. I get a breath release. I yawn. I have a full breath, and that is prana, the ha, the breath of life comes in, and the wave of relaxation takes over instantly. I can feel it. There is a term for this kind of listening in musicology. It's called ecstatic listening.
And, or frisson.
And frisson is another term, F-R-I-S-S-O-N, where you have tingly feelings and kind of like, you know, your kundalini rises up your spine and you get shivers and horripilations. You get goosebumps and shivers from pure, beautiful, loving music and a positive, powerful, loving, joyful experience. That is what happens when you are listening to pure 528 routinely. I have dozens of emails from musicians that thank us for this information after they've tuned from 440 to 444 and they play the same music, even though it's a pitch higher, even some vocalists that have trouble with vocally getting up to certain pitches feel somehow miraculously, and that's not surprising because the 528 is the miracle note of the original solfeggio. They miraculously sing better, they feel better, they have this sincere, heartfelt fulfillment that this is a big improvement over what they had previously. So I hope that answers your question.
Great. Thanks for all you guys are both doing, and I look forward to the book and exploring this more.
Thank you, Coleman. Thank you for your support.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right, Sherry. I mean, we really need to have a not just a team of people, folks listening. We don't need just a team. You know, we're looking for some really good people. We need some marketing help right now. If you're out there and you know how the marketing industry works and advertising and want to collaborate and partner with us through the different opportunities that we've now spun off with this information, including Healthy World Affiliates, sign up at healthyworldaffiliates.com and we give you a $10,000 valued website for free. And there's nothing that you need to buy right now. The whole thing right now is set up to just get us going with this whole plan for taking back the planet. And this concept of just needing a couple people, well, no, we need to have a platoon of leaders that can literally manage or micromanage a army of peacemakers that are going to take this kind of information to the world. And again, there's plenty of money available. You know, this is like I look at this whole thing as the massive transfer of wealth has got to take place along with these revelations.
Right. There's so much opportunity right now and to help us. I mean, we're on a mission. We want to save the planet. We want to help save the planet. And we know that there's other people out there that have that desire, and that's their purpose in life as well. Anyway, we're at the top of the hour. It looks like it's...
The time is up,
but it went by so quick.
It did.
And I want to get more into your book. And so let's continue on next week.
Yeah.
And
so we'll talk about it again next week, I'm sure. And we'll take your calls again next week and try to expand on this. I pray it's coming along beautifully. And I pray that by the end of this week, it'll be up on a PDF file at healthyworldstore.com. There'll be links to the new book of 528. On the i528tunes.com and probably from the affiliate site, healthyworldaffiliates.com as well.
And then for folks listening out there, if you want to call in next week, the number, the toll-free number is 888-815-9756. If you are in outside of the U.S., you can call area code 530-327-7602. And if you're on Skype, it's BBS Radio. Anyway, we thank you so much for tuning into the Inside Hour.
And thanks to the sponsors, healthyworldstore.com, Healthy World the organization, healthyworldorganization.org, and
healthyworldaffiliates.com, 528records.com.
And thanks to BBS Radio for bringing you the Inside Hour every Tuesday night, 9 o'clock West Coast time, midnight on the East Coast, Boston and Philadelphia, New York. We pray that you will not be too blown out by the snow. Love you guys. Talk to you next week.